Tom Jamieson is a DO here in Lansing. Doctor, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, much props to you. Tim Stout, the sportscaster, has a rickety old body, and you keep that guy going by being his personal physician, so kudos to you.
Yeah, it's been a tough job, too. Tough job.
Hey, there are stricter new sunscreen label rules. Is this something that we've needed?
I think so. I think our everybody is... gets information about that, but I think we do need stricter standards. For instance, in Europe, they've had standards in place for years and years, and probably only about 20% of our products of the 500 sunscreens would even pass their standards. So we do need stricter standards.
The FDA, which first proposed changing labels in 1978, says labels must state which products give broad protection from both major forms of ultraviolet radiation or UV. One form, UVA, causes wrinkles, while UVB causes burns. Both can cause skin cancer.
Yes, and I think that the number, the SPF that everybody reads on there, which might be 10 or 15 or 30 or 45, 50, it goes up almost to 90 or 100, that is the protection only from the UAB rays, which are the ultraviolet rays that cause the sunburn. The protection that causes skin cancer is the UVA rays, and unless a sun protector has that type of chemical in there, then you're really not being protected from the sun's cancer. You're protected from sunburns. And so we need to let the public know that. We need to put that on the labels. And there's only a few products that have the UVA protection. And that's things with zinc oxide and titanium dioxide in it. And the other ones have protection from sunburn, but not from the UVA rays.
Dr. Thomas Jamieson is a DO in Lansing. Thanks so much, Doctor.
You're welcome, Tony. Have a great day.